Welcome to The Spirit Nomad, the podcast for learning how to step into your purpose, raise your vibrations, and manifest your dream life. Before we dive in, remember that you can find the video version of this episode and many more on the Spirit Nomad YouTube channel. Now here's your host, Julia London.
The paleo diet ruined my health and cost me thousands of dollars to recover from. So today I really wanted to share with you how my health changed 1 year after being on the paleo diet and the diet that finally saved me. And stay until the very end where I will share one vegetable, and it's the least sexy vegetable in the kitchen, that healed my body. So first of all, what is the paleo diet? The paleo diet is also called the caveman diet because it's all about going back to how we ate as cavemen. So meats, vegetables, rather than grains, for example, and keeping it quite high protein, high fat, and low carb. And a little disclaimer before I get into this, I am not a health professional. And if you love paleo, if you've been years on paleo and you're feeling great and it has healed you, then, you know, I'm so happy for you, but that was not my experience. And if you're on paleo and you're seeing not the results that you thought would come out of it, then I think hearing my story will be very useful for you. So I started the paleo diet when I was 20 years old. I'm 29 now. And it was because I wanted to heal my PCOS, which is a female disorder, which makes the period come less often. You're less likely to have kids, you have more hormonal imbalance. And I had read that paleo diet could actually heal PCOS, and I wanted to do it the natural way. And I love meat, especially fish. So I had salmon with broccoli and vegetables, and I loved it, getting unlimited olive oil on there. I felt really good, and I felt very, very full because it contains a lot of fat. The only thing was that I was craving carbs and desserts a lot. And I was going to an acupuncturist at the time to regulate my periods, and that was working really good. But what slowly started to happen is that my face started to pimple. Like, I started to get pimples, and I've basically never had a pimple before. Like, if I've had like a tray of candy, I would get a pimple, but otherwise not. But now it's just every week I just slowly started getting more and more acne on my face, and it wouldn't really go away. Like, one pimple could stay for like several weeks. So I don't think it was the PCOS that caused the acne, because my periods were actually getting better because of the acupuncture. And not only was I getting the acne, I was also smelling a lot. And I used to never even need deodorant. I was eating a lot of eggs because that is the most affordable protein, I think. And I love eggs, but I started to smell like eggs all the time. And I had to reapply the strongest deodorant 3 times a day. And it was just so embarrassing to smell like eggs. My hair also started falling out when I was going through my hair like this. There would always be like lots of hair coming off, and like my bed was just full of hair. I was freaking out, and I didn't understand how this could be happening, because I was doing acupuncture and I was eating a healthy, what I thought, paleo diet. But I knew I was too deep in when I made a liver strawberry smoothie. So in the paleo diet, they see liver as this ultimate food that can heal anything. So I wanted to get the liver in there, and I googled like, how can I make liver taste better? So someone had actually made a strawberry liver smoothie. So you blend up the liver, like raw liver, with strawberries. First of all, it didn't blend, so it was like lumps of it. And yeah, I was just choking on it. It was just the worst thing ever. That's when I knew I was way too deep. My confidence really took a dive when I realized that this acne was here to stay. Like, it went a whole year of me having this chronic acne, and it was so, so bad. My mom would comment on it, like, what are you doing? And since she's paleo as well, she didn't recommend me to change the diet. She really believes in it. Instead, she told me, you need to go on antibiotics or go on the pill. After a lot of back and forth with my parents, I decided to go on antibiotics to get rid of the acne. And I remember I was crying on the floor, and just feeling, wow, my parents are forcing me to take antibiotics. I know that this will completely mess up my microbiome, my gut, but I can't live like this with this, with acne covering my whole face. Like, I can't live like this. It was affecting my day to day. So I did an antibiotics treatment, and my belly, who has always been very flat and nice, swelled up like a balloon. I had troubles digesting everything. Nothing came out digested. And for several months like this, and it looked really strange because I was really, really skinny back then. And then my belly looked like I was pregnant, and people commented on it like, did you have too many hamburgers today and stuff? And it's like, no, it's just the antibiotics. The acne went down slightly, but not much. So I had these chronic acne, and now my belly looked like a balloon and my hair was falling out. I also tried to treat the acne externally. So I went for expensive dermapen treatments where the needles go into your face. I think it's also called like the vampire treatment. So you start like bleeding, needles, so painful. So I did this over a year to get rid of the acne scars. And that cost me thousands of dollars. So eventually I just thought, okay, nothing is working. Maybe it is my diet. Maybe paleo is not the way to go. So I did my research and I found out that paleo is actually a high fat diet, because when you have eggs, nut butter, chicken, these are all very high in fat. So when you have high protein, that also leads to high fat. And fat thickens the blood, which makes it harder for the body to do its day-to-day detoxification. The liver becomes sluggish, which means that pathogens grows in your body. And this was completely new to me, because if you look up PCOS, like how to manage PCOS, it says you should have high fat, high protein, eat a lot of eggs. So that research just went completely against what I had been recommended. So I tried the other extreme, so high carb, low fat. So I went plant-based. I was raw vegan for a year, and that, let me tell you, that was really, really, really tough. And I wouldn't recommend it unless you have very serious disease. But eventually I found a good middle ground. I read the book, The China Study, How Not to Die, and the medical medium book, Cleanse. And this is what really, really helped me to heal. My acne disappeared. Now my skin is glowing. I still have a little bit of acne scar, but this is nothing to how it used to be. And what really worked for me to heal my bloating and my skin was to do the medical medium morning cleanse. So you can read this in the book, A Cleanse by the medical medium. So you start with lemon water first thing in the morning, and then you wait 15 minutes, and then you have celery juice. And that is the unsexy vegetable that I was talking. Celery juice is just a miracle. That's the reason why it's so trending right now, because it really, really works. I read so many comments online about people healing diseases that should not be able to be healed. And then I have breakfast 15 to 30 minutes later. And that should be a breakfast that does not have fat, such as a smoothie. And the reason why you should not have fat in the morning is because your liver will then have time to do its full detoxification. If you have fat in the morning, your liver never has time to do that fully. And it's just a matter of time before illnesses appear. And then for lunch and dinner, I eat plant-based, so mainly vegan. Sometimes if I'm feeling a bit naughty, I'll have some cheese, but mainly vegan. And wow, I feel so good. It's just so amazing to have clear skin now and not having to cover up with makeup, and it's just amazing. A plant-based diet also comes with other benefits, like it helps the planet. And there's also the karma aspects, just like how there is the law of attraction. There's another law of the universe called the law of karma. And of course, killing a human being is significantly more karma. But even killing an animal or contributing to killing some animals contributes to karma. And many of us are clearing up now our karma from lifetimes after lifetimes where we've done bad stuff, because we're on a 3D planet and that's just what happens, right? We come in here as a human and we do things that we regret, and we're clearing up that karma now. So I didn't want to add extra karma on top of that. It makes so much sense for me to be plant-based, not only for my health, but for the planet and for the animals. Let me know in the comments if you were following any diet, what has been working for you. Have a beautiful day.
Thanks for listening to The Spirit Nomad. Make sure you're subscribed and check out the Spirit Nomad YouTube channel for more spiritual nuggets.